We're in the middle of Siman Shin Aleph, so a little clarification. So first of all, in terms of the, let's go back to Adashot Maga, contact lenses. Contact lenses is like glasses, mutar to wear it, Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. There are those that say, if you're new at contact lenses and they're gonna, you know, and there's a good real chash, they're gonna bother you, and you might have to take them out, and you can see without them, so then maybe better not to wear them. But lemaisa, in regular matzav, mutter to wear contact lenses on Shabbos. Period. Outside. No, it's not. He has a discussion about the mikvah business. Mutar ain lachush shema yiplu. Right. Then he brings down this tefillah business.
Okay. Things that you
I know. Even if you take that every night, they say. Okay, right here he brings down. Here's a din in the mikvah, because there's the first mishnah and the parak discusses things that are chaytzis for the mikvah. We're afraid she's going to take it off and carry it. But lemaisa, if she needs her contact lenses, we can assume if she takes it off to go to the mikvah, she's going to put it back in to walk home. So that's what I saw. Bottom line, when I think Baruch Shabbos, that's as far as I'm bringing down. Contact lenses you're allowed to wear. Okay, in terms of what we discussed yesterday, you asked in terms of a woman having a pad so she doesn't bleed all over the place, and you said, well, if she bleeds all over the place, it's going to be very embarrassing, and that's the whole point of clothing, to cover your body. You shouldn't be embarrassed. So what does it matter if you're covering your clothing from embarrassment of being uncovered or embarrassment of being all full of dam? So Pesach Chu was brought down to Tosis in Shabbos, I forgot where it was. It says that embarrassment in the chatzar gadol mizeh, and the definition of clothing is something that protects you from tzar, and that would be considered protecting you from tzar. And I brought down that I didn't tell the svarim, I didn't see bringing down that svar. I showed you that English book brought it down in the footnote. No. So they bring down that svar that if she's going to end up bleeding in a place, it's going to end up embarrassing, or all her skirt's going to turn red. So then that would be mutter. Well, ma'isa, they say if the pads are sticky, which they are, and they stick to the underwear, so then there's no problem because it's considered tougher for the beged, and it's okay, and that's the ma'isa. That's what people do. Okay. Otherwise, is the machlokes between the Moshe and Rosh Hashanah? Does the mamish need to be physically uncomfortable, or Rosh Hashanah is makel even if it protects her body from getting dirty? Ayin piskei tshuvos shin gimel yud. Im yitbayesh adam yireh mibachutz bevadei moter. Okay, ayin shalom. Okay, that's a little bit of, that's the end of Shin Aleph Yud Gimel, right? That's just like touching up from yesterday. Oh, I left also into the raincoat. All right, that's Yud Dalet. We did Yud Dalet also yesterday. Okay, so something that's considered a malbush is in general, if you want to do something special to protect your clothing, generally you're not allowed to do it. But if it's considered a malbush, then you're allowed to wear it. You're allowed to wear a malbush. I can wear three pairs of pants, three shirts, even though I only need one. I can wear them, even if my whole kavanah is to move it from place to place. And the question is exactly what's considered a malbush. So there's a Gemara Nedarim that says that you're allowed to wear a sack to protect yourself, a sack to protect yourself from the rain. Now there is Hagos Achronos of the Mordechai, brought down the Beis Yosef, that says that women cannot cover their heads with something. They can't like hold a cover on their head so that it won't rain on their heads, because it won't rain on their hats, because that's Atzulei Tinuf. So how is that different than Yotz and Besak? So they give two answers. What? He didn't talk about women. The sock is protecting your body from getting wet, not just your clothing, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And the other, if something is a malbush, it's mutter. So a sock used to be a malbush. It's not anymore. No one walks around wearing a sack, but it used to be a malbush. Now, shanking, to put something, stand to put on your head to protect your hat, that we said is a problem. Now, Ramosha is against the plastic, the different types of covers for the hat. We discussed this also yesterday, but for men. Let's go to men. A man's hat. Usually, if you're wearing a hat, your head will not get wet,
not
but
wet.
Your hat will get destroyed. What?
If you're going to go a few minutes, good minutes, your head's going to get wet.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's to protect your head, then it's going to be okay. But like I said, they say a bag, stop, take a bag, plastic bag, and shove your hat in the bag, and wear that outside on Shabbos, that an Erev. Everyone seems to say you're not allowed to do that. Okay, the question is, if you have a special thing that goes on the hat, and it fits pretty just right, I'm obvious with the hat. So that was that Rav Moshe is against that. So, and that's kind of what we said yesterday. I saw that Piskei Tshuva brings down, there are a lot of Mekilim, and Shmiri Shabbos Kilchasa brings down Rishon Zalman, who is Mako, not by a regular bag, but something that mamish fits the hat. He says it becomes bottled to the hat. It's shaped like the hat. It fits nicely on the hat. There's a whole discussion how well does it fit on the hat.
Yeah,
Rishon Zalman is Mako, Rav Moshe is Machmir. Very excellent. Very good. Our Delayim, you know what that is? That's galoshes. Very good. Galoshes.
Wow.
Right. So, look. So Rishon Zalman says the same thing. Shlomo Zalman says, just like you can put on these galoshes, that they cover your shoes. Well, there it's ma'isim b'chol yom. If you step in a puddle, even if you don't mean to step in a puddle with your shoes, your socks get wet, your feet are wet all day, it is extremely uncomfortable. So there, I understand that more. But they say that's okay, and they do compare. Shlomo Zalman compares it and says, just like the galoshes are mutter, the hat covering is also mutter. He did talk about. Hold on. Right, that's heavy. Do me the ardelayim. Now it could be it's the same because, like you're saying, your head will get wet if it's very rainy. They discuss another issue, which is not really a hetter, but like, what do you do on Tuesday? Tuesday night, you leave here. It's raining. It's drizzling. What do you do with your hat? You put it in your hand. You turn it upside down, and you run. So on Shabbos, it's not a reason to be makel, but he was just pointing out that if you're going to be machmir, there's more chance that you're going to end up doing something even worse, because as soon as it starts drizzling and you don't have any protection for your hat, you're going to take it off, you're going to turn it upside down, you hold it in your hands and run, like you usually do, and that's far, far worse. Right, Lemay said there are a lot of mekilim on the hat cover that fits like a hat cover. Not I have a shower cap. That's not what they make on. You know, the one that mamish fits. So Ramesh was against that. Shlomo Zalman is mekel. Piskei Tshuva brings down that there are a lot of mekilim. Brings down a whole list. And Ramesh has to have a... Ramesh has a lumdus. He wants to say that the galoshes keep your feet warm. I don't know. He has to have a chilek because he holds that this one's asr and that one's mutter. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's exactly the same. That was an excellent point.
Why is that considered as a second shoe? It says that you wear two pants, two shoes, one and the other. Why not?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I could see by the hat where it's that so nice, but.
They bring down that two hats could be okay, but this is not really a hat. You would never wear the bag without the hat. You can't wear the bag without that. I hear your question. I don't know, because I guess this is not a real shoe. I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
But what about like snow pants or something?
That's okay. That's fine. Those are pants.
You would wear
them. They like pants. They're made like pants.
Wear them without the pants.
If the glasses are protecting your feet from getting wet,
that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That's good. It's a clothing.
That's okay. Yeah, that's what clothing's supposed to do. The question is, if it's just protecting your shoes, but shoes for me, it's pushing. That the shoes are not waterproof.
And you
get wet.
The glasses, no one's going alone.
No, you can't wear them alone.
So therefore, it's not considered to be another shoe. Maybe.
Okay. Just one with your socks on either.
Okay, but that's a beg. That's a normal beg. Shin Aleph Tes Vav. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah says over there, Samche Amabay, same parak, that someone, God forbid, who doesn't have a leg or a foot, Kiteya. So can he go out with his fake leg or not? It's a machlokes. Remeir says mutter. Yossi says also. It's actually a back and forth in the Gemara. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Remeir says also. Yossi says mutter. Whatever. The bottom line: Remeir says mutter. Yossi says also. Now, Tosas brings down Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What are they arguing about? There's a big nafkamina. Rashi wants to say they're arguing over whether it has a din masui or not. Is it considered keep carrying the leg or not? Rabbi Natan says, no. Everyone agrees it's not called carrying the leg. The separate question, is there some sort of gzera that it's going to come off and it's going to end up carrying it, Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim? Okay, that's a very important machlokas. Meaning, the oser, does the oser hold it's also min haTorah? Because it's mamish haMasur? No, it's only also min haRabbanan because it's going to come to carry. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, Shinal Tesvav. Ein hakite yotze bekav shelo. He's not allowed to go out with the kav. So we paskin like the machmirim. So we need to know as also min haTorah, also min haRabbanan, and we're going to see very important nafkamina. Dahainu shotze kimin defus sheregel. They have some sort of mock leg. V'chokeg bo ma'a. Oh no, this is a foot. Actually, this is a fake foot. The first shabragah v'chokig bo ma'at lasum rosh shoko. God forbid the person doesn't have a foot, so they have a fake foot in his shoe, and his stump of his foot goes in there, misocho. But he's not using this leg to walk. Ve'ena osa zel lahalich bo she'al kopon tzuchu lamaklo. He can't walk with this leg. He needs a special cane, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Ella, so what's the point of this leg? He shouldn't look like he doesn't have the foot. Okay, he looks a little bit handicapped, but he doesn't look like he mamish doesn't have the foot. So if it's to help him walk, so for sure it's going to be mutter. Even a cane we're going to see is going to be mutter. But here the whole point is that he shouldn't look like he doesn't have a foot. And therefore, it's going to be Asr. The question is, again, why is it Asr? So, Rashi wants to say it's Asr because Mamish is considered to be carrying. It's a muscle, it's nothing to do with your body, and it's like carrying something. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's a Gzera D'Rabbana, maybe it'll fall off, and you're going to come to carry it. So the poskim say, so it was Mishmur. Mishmur Sifkata Nunvav, Kevin De'enu Hainu. The Al came, therefore, Chayshina, Dimel Mishtalev Mirag, maybe it'll fall off. I'll come to carry it, Dalet Amos. Ois nun tes, Sharatin ois nun tes on the bottom, that's the Gron, the Tosef Shabbos. Velo ki yesh mishiro tzulom edavi masoi. Not like Rashi who wants to say it's a masoi, this is like Rabbeinu Tam. That's a gzera, it's going to fall off. So the poskim say that nowadays, the stuff is made so professionally, it doesn't fall off. It doesn't have to worry. If the reason it's aser is because maybe it's going to fall off, it's not going to fall off, and therefore the poskim say that it's going to be mutter. In addition, what? This fake foot. In the olden days, it was likely to fall off, so we're afraid he's going to end up carrying it down the Amos with Shusar Abin. That Gzera, they say, is not Shaykh nowadays because it doesn't fall off. That's one thing the post can say. The other thing is, Lamaisa nowadays, it's also to help him walk. He might also need a cane, but it's still going to help, it's still helping him to walk. It's not just there for aesthetics, it's called. No, aesthetics. Yeah, I know. There's a word for the...
These are called prosthetics, I think. These limbs.
Right. Yeah, so that... Okay, that's Tess Vav. Okay. Now, Tess Zion is this other case over here. This Mishnah. We kind of need the picture. It's this. This picture. Yeah, Shem Yirachim. The person has no legs at all. And he... The only way he can get around...
He doesn't have these, but he goes in it. He decided to go with
he
cane.
Doesn't have
go cane. He goes, they have the same foot. He goes with cane, he goes without cane.
That what you think is the same?
Look,
he's on his knees, walking on his knees.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Oh, you're right. Okay, right, okay. The first part of the Mishnah, right, he doesn't have a foot, but he has legs. And the second part, I don't even think he has that. I think he lost from the knee down. Because look how he's getting around. He has something, I don't know, some stump, I don't know. Shemirachim. Okay. So, Shin Alef Tez Zayim. Okay. Where are we? Okay, the other thing they talk about over here, which we missed by the Nida, if a man or a woman needs to wear a diaper, God forbid, because they can't control themselves from going to the bathroom, they can wear that outside because it goes around the whole body. It has a din begin. Okay. Okay, Tess Zion. Kitea she'en yochol leilich klal. He can't walk at all. Al shokav on his thighs, let's say. El yoshev al kise. He has to sit in a chair. But he's not sitting like in a wheelchair. He's sitting on some little chair, almost on the ground. Ukishenekam im komo. He wants to get around. Nismach al yadav v'al shokav v'nitzchav lefanav. So he has these special things that he'll hold on to, and he pushes off, uses his hands and his whatever's left of his feet together to move. V'osis mechot shel or o eitz l'roshei shokav. Something there for his for whatever's left of his legs. Shemirachim, O raglav atzluyim, ukishehu nishan al yadav. When he's leaning on his hands and he picks himself up, basically by putting pressure on his on pushing his hands down on the ground, and that moves him. The oker atzmo, so then nishan gama raglav ksas. So he's also leaning on his feet a little bit. Ein yotzim ben b'shabes da aidi detzluyim v'lo mancha ara zinu de mishtalfi. So there's some sort of shoe over there, but like he's not really using it, and it can easily fall off. Because he's really sitting over here, and his arms are over there, and underneath his knees, there's some stump and some fake shoe. So that shoe he's not allowed to wear. About. But what about the rest of this contraption? He's got some special thing he's holding on, like, I don't know what you call this, some handlebars in the front that he's going to use to propel himself.
He's attached to the chair, and he's using these to lift himself up.
Yes. So the rest of the contraption is Mutter on Shabbos.
Mr. Burr calls himself Salim Ketanim Shabia Dav.
Avah b'kisei v'saf salim haktanim shebiadav. That's right, Shachan Aruch. Mutter latze. So that he's allowed to go out.
Also done here the right. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Period. Now kitei b'shtei ragav mahalich al shokav. Someone, God forbid, doesn't have 2 feet and he's walking on his shokav. Va'al arkuvosav on his knees. Va'osa smuchot shel or the shokav yotzei behem b'shabbes. And he makes something to put his legs on. I think that's this case where he has, it's like the goalie has these pads that cover his knees and his the front of his leg calf. What are these called?
Shin pads.
That's going to be okay. Okay, Hago. Shin pads. That's the shins. The chemot lot is bemin al shel eight. So a whole discussion here about a shoe that's made out of wood. She regel nichnasbo. He sticks his foot in. Veleke lemechash sheyipo. Okay, so the whole discussion. You're allowed to wear shoes. So what says a din shoe? So the maisa, I twice went to look it up and got distracted, and I didn't. Mishabura compares this to Ilchus Yom Kippur. Ilchus Yom, you know, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes.
Leather shoes, yeah.
Okay, so we say leather shoes. Uh-huh. Is that still Pashit? So there's 3 opinions in the Rishonim. I forgot what they were already. But there are Shitas that say, meaning if it's not leather, it doesn't have a din shoe. That's one Mahalach. The other Mahalachim say, no, if it gives support, even if there's no leather on it, it's still going to be Aser. There are opinions like that. So they try to say, so if what? I mean, is Mahalach as we showing him? I don't. Yeah, so the others, let's say on Yom Kippur in the olden days, everyone wore these keds, these canvas ked sneakers. So there's definitely a sheet in Rishonim, but that is a din shoe, and you're not allowed to wear that. Now the question is, if it doesn't have a din shoe, can you wear it on Shabbos? So if it's just made out of wood, it's a wooden clog. So there's a whole, they compare the two sugyas. If it has a din shoe, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur, perhaps, and you can wear it on Shabbos. If it doesn't have a din shoe, so you can't wear it on Shabbos, but you can wear it on Yom Kippur. There seems to be stiras. Okay, that's not so no gaffers. Okay, so now the Rambam gets into slippers. Can you wear slippers outside of the Erev on Shabbos? That's the bepantanish. The mishtalfi b'mehera, they come off easily. Umemela. They come off quickly and easily, right? Slippers, you just slip them off. So he says, it's v'chein, it's mutter. You're allowed to wear slippers outside. V'yesh machmir v'osrim, and there's some that say that it is usher to wear slippers outside. So why is it usher? Mishabura says, v'yesh machmir mitam dilma mishtav, because maybe the slippers are going to fall off and you'll come to carry them. Dalaram s'shus rabin. But Taz the Kamasiv Mem Kosov, no, we're not worried about it. What's going to happen if your slipper falls off and the Shusar Rabbin? What are you going to do? But a begon. The ain't derech l'chiyachav. It's just a rabbi. I mean, I can walk around outside barefoot without your slippers, shoes, Crocs, whatever it is that you're wearing. So why do you have to worry? Yes, it might fall off. Okay, but it falls off. You put it back on. You're not going to walk around barefoot. That's not normal. But so, that's the svar of the Taz. And that's l'maisa, how the post can go. Also, the slippers, like, they don't, you know, they usually stay on. You walk around the house with them. 99% of the time, they're on your feet. Unless you take them off. They don't usually fall off. But Tosefta Shabbos mefak fakes us b'dvarav. He's not so excited about the psak of the Taz. V'nira demokom refesh b'vada in l'hakas. He says, well, if you're going to walk in the mud, the mud's going to pull off the slippers from your feet. So maybe that's worse. I would think that, but that's also the place where you definitely want to make sure to keep them on your feet.
Yeah, but inside got dirty dirty.
Inside got dirty inside. Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
That happened to me once with boots on, okay? So is...
Ah, lukuli alma imshacha. Let's say he forgot. He walked outside into Rishus Arabim with his slippers on. So you don't have to leave them there. You know, drop, leave, whatever. Take them off and walk home barefoot. Alamahalch when actually get the base, you can wear them home. B'chein adim mekani shasur mishum da'asi lasu. All these things that the gzeres, it might come off or you might take it off and then carry it. That Rishus Arabim. You know, mimit the midrabban. You now wear it outside. If you do wear it outside and you realize in the middle, you don't have to drop it. You get home ASAP, as soon as you can, take it up, and then you go back out again. It's not that you have to leave it right then and there. If it's considered a masu, it's mamish adin carrying, so then you have to leave it there. But that's a whole separate discussion. If you're still walking, not still walking, how to leave it, we're not going to discuss. Anyway, the mice of the postkim are makel nowadays on the slippers. You shouldn't walk out barefoot on Shabbos if it's not normal. You shouldn't walk out on Shabbos the way you walk out during the week. You should be wearing something that reminds you that it's Shabbos, because you may forget that it's Shabbos and come to Mechal Shabbos. The kobo. Where the kobo got, I don't know. So at first I was a little taken aback when I saw this. Yeah, so let's say that's the part of the function of Shabbos clothes. That's not the only reason we're Shabbos clothes. Covered Shabbos.
There is two reasons.
What? Okay. Okay. To wear nice Shabbos. Why is that a second reason? Maybe he was doing it because of Chabadito. But here's another Mila. If you're gonna go wear your regular clothes, you're going to put on your shorts and your t-shirt and go play soccer outside. You can very quick, aside from all the other issues with Zilzal and Shabbos, this is not a religious reason?
No, that's in a not religious region. Meaning, if you don't see Shabbos outside, so you need...
Ah, you're saying... But, whatever. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Chiger. A person who has a problem walking. He cannot walk without his walking stick. He's allowed to walk outside with the walking stick. Right? That's what was alluded to over here, where the fake leg is not helping him walk. He needs the walking stick. If it is helping him walk, it's look. He's even allowed to hold in his hand the walking stick to help him walk on Shabbos outside the Erev. I feel in a kashur, but it's not so simple. If really he can walk without it, he walks around the house without it, he just wants it outside for extra protection, it's just to strengthen himself outside, that's going to be usher. So it's not dafka, someone who has a problem with his leg, but if he's an old man who can't walk, if he can't walk without the walking stick, he needs it in the house to walk, so then he can even walk with it outside the Erev. It's like his shoe, or it's like his leg, or it's like both. Mishabur's lashon is like a shoe, or Moshe has a lashon somewhere that's like his leg. Mishabur's sivkat and samakim. Well, the kevedev yochadev klau blow makel. He can't walk without the makel. Habi le kimin al didei. It's like his shoe. Okay, they talk about the same thing with crutches, kabayim. Now there's all discussion about a wheelchair. Can a person in a wheelchair wheel himself on Shabbat? That's already much more problematic. A person should ask a Shabbos Chacham. Then they talk about having the guy wheel him in a wheelchair, which, if it's a Carmelist, certainly much better. It's a Shvus to Shvus. You know, if he needs to go to shul, whatever, Makom Mitzvah. But to push himself in the wheelchair, that's a big discussion in the postgame, and it's not push it that it's included in the same thing over here. A karmelis is a, looks like a Rishus HaRabim, but it's not a real full-fledged Rishus HaRabim. Well, it depends how you define Rishus HaRabim. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, everything's midrabanan. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, the rice and Erev wouldn't help. That's the Balagan in Brooklyn, Flatbush, and in the Butter Park.
Is that the level on the Karmelis?
There's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Yachid Karmelis, and a Makom Ptur. A Makom Ptur is just like a little... it's not like a... Well, above 10 Tfachim in general, but it's not like a Shetach that you can walk. Okay, Mishmur Sivkot and Samadha. About Im Efsher. He's old, but he can walk around the house without the stick. Ukushiyotu Luchutz, he goes outside, he wants to lean on a stick, because it's hard for him. The Einar Notlo Elahach Zikatzim, he's holding it, he can walk without it, but it helps him. Afa Bisha Gufo Misnanea, Usr. Even though his whole body is going to shake, and, he kind of does need it, it's still going to be Usr. Davi HaMakel Etzlo Kimasui. It becomes like a Masui. It's like carrying something outside. He came into the base of be Makel, since we see he can go without the stick. If I'm hiskin kokach, but if he's so old, the ear of shalevich klal be Makel, then it's going to be mutter. Dirishu clarifies this. This is from Rav Nissen Kabel. Let's say he could walk outside, but the doctor tells him he shouldn't. And if he does, he's gonna hurt himself. So that's considered not being able to walk without the stick, and then he'd be allowed to walk with the stick on Shabbos. That is okay. Then they talk about going up hills and going down hills, which I don't really understand, because look at Mishmur Sivkot Samachek. Kishadam Holech b'makom sheish chashi po machlon sheyadu gishamim. It's raining, so it's slippery, so it gets more dangerous. Or he's on a slant. Or shohol b'chorif ala mayim haniglad ma shekorin ice. He has to walk on ice. Umafachet shem yipo. Motu gam ki latzis b'makya dudam ilchiger. Ken kasev ataz. I don't understand what that means. Like, there's no such thing as, I guess there is. You could have, the whole thing is one big hill. Uphill, downhill. It could be. But usually, there's some flat, there's some up, there's some down. So, even if you're allowed, okay, on the hill, he needs it. But he doesn't need it on the flat. So what's he supposed to do with it? He can't carry the stick in that area. So I don't know exactly how they deal with that. What's he supposed to do with the stick when he's not on the hill? Or in the place where there's no ice? Or where, when it stops raining? I don't know, it's like the whole thing is not so clear to me. Okay, so a lot of Mishmur brings down they disagree with the Taz. I just don't understand practically how it's supposed to work. He needs it sometimes, he doesn't need it other times, but you can't. So if he has a guy, you can keep handing it to the guy when he doesn't need it. Okay, I hear. Even that's not so pushy, but I don't know. Okay, what about if the walking stick is his jewelry? It shows chashivas. Rebbe, right. A Rebbe told one of my relatives, there's a Rebbe, what's with the stick? Is everything okay? Yeah, it's just a status symbol. It's to look, have a certain look. But if you might get Tif Eretz, you know, so the cover, he walks around with covered. It's also, it's a tachshit, davshu, tachshit, and we discussed tachshit in, it could be that's mutter, right? Nowadays, jewelry is mutter. Lohut, lisa, tachshit, biyoda, right? You're allowed to wear jewelry, you're not allowed to hold it in your hand. Now, okay, mashinogu achashuvim lotzit b'makel should be adam. They walk around with the makel hair. Asurim lotzit b'mishavus chutz la'erv. They cannot go out with it chutz la'erv. Avotoch erev mutter im nosel covered. If it's covered for him, he's allowed to wear in the erev. Oh, sheish bo tzorach ksas. But let's say he doesn't need it. So what's the big deal? It's an erev. Avot below tzorach klal ika zilus of the Shabbos. It's considered zilus of the Shabbos for him to use the walking stick, unless he either needs, even within the air, it's a zilzul Shabbos, unless he either needs it or it's a status symbol for covet.
And he can use it.
Then he can use it in the air, but not out of the air.